Holy hydration. You know, we're getting close to summertime now, and we dehydrate, and we need to get water in order to get us hydrated back. But the same thing happens in our spiritual life. So we're going to look about that, holy hydration. And my scripture text this morning is out of John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. And the New Living Translation says this. Now, in chapter 12, they talk about the Jesus anointed at Bethany, the triumphal entry, which we're going to celebrate next week, into Jerusalem, which we know is Palm Sunday. And then we're down into where verse 20 is. It talks about his death. Jesus actually predicts his own death, trying to explain to the disciples what is about to take place. Some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem at the time of the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. And they said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus. If you have a red letter edition, you'll see these words are attributed to Jesus. And he replied, "The time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. The truth is a kernel of wheat that must be planted in the soil. Unless it dies, it'll be alone, a single seed, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who despise their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. All those who want to be my disciples must come and follow me, because my servants must be where I am, and they follow me, and the Father will honor them. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me for what lies ahead? But that is the very reason that I came. Father, bring glory to your name." And then a voice spoke from heaven saying, "I have already brought it glory, and I will do it again." And when the crowd heard this voice, they thought it was thunder. But others declared, "An angel of the Lord had spoken to him." Then Jesus told them, "That voice was for your benefit, not for mine. The time of judgment for the world has come, and when the prince of this world will be cast out. And when I am lifted up upon the cross, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. "Die?" asked the crowd. "We understand from Scripture that the Messiah would live forever. Why are you saying the Son of Man will die? Who is this Son of Man you're talking about?" And then Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little longer. Walk in it while you can, so you will not stumble when darkness falls. If you walk in the darkness, you cannot see where you're going. Believe in the light while there is still time, and then you will become children of the light." And after saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. May God add his blessing to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word, and forgive Ralphie for some slow times and participation. But sometimes when I'm reading the scripture, I get ahead of myself or get behind of myself. That's why I always encourage you to follow along with the scripture, even though it's a different translation, to keep the old preacher accountable.